It's time for Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Bestway Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball, as the Lawrenceville Indians take on the Robinson Maroons in Little Illini Conference play. Time now for the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indians and the Maroons. The Indians come in with a record of 9-8, 2-1 in conference play, while the Maroons are 6-10, 3-1 in conference play. Indians trying to get back on the winning track here today. And the Maroons and the Indians both trying to get on winning tracks as they head toward the LIC tournament this weekend. Well, Bill, the Indians really could use a win here. It's been a rough last few games against some good opponents. And the Indians are trying to get back on the winning track here tonight.
Yeah, it'd be great to take a record of above 500 into that LIC tournament later this week. Steve, I think these are, even though Robinson's just 6-10, they've played some outstanding competitions. I think this is a pretty even matchup. The Maroons are 3-1 in the league. Lawrenceville 2-1 in the LIC. But Robinson plays a lot of good teams, and they took part in that big 16-team tournament up at Terre Haute with a lot of the Indiana teams over the holidays. Got some good competition there, so should be a pretty evenly matched game, I think.
Indian JV back on the winning track here. They won 64-63. Ethan Kelly with 28 points. Leighton Ivers and Hunter Scott each had 13. We'll be back with more after this from Carl Richland Memorial Hospital.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
It's the Lawrenceville Indians and the Robinson Maroons coming up here shortly. Little Illini Conference basketball from Lawrenceville High School. This has been the Carl Richland Memorial Hospital pregame show. Bill and I are back with the starting lineups and play-by-play in just a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Here are the starting lineups, first of all, for the Robinson Maroons, coached by veteran head coach Mac Thompson. They will start, number one, senior Cade Lassen. He's a 5'8", 155-pound senior. Also, number 15, Wesley Jackson. He is a 6-foot, 155-pound freshman, number 23, Braden Childress. He is a 6'3", 205-pound senior. Number 24, Ethan Scheidler. He's a 6'1", 175-pound junior. And Jeffrey Goebel, he is a 6'2", 265-pound junior, number 50. So for Robinson, it's Lassen, Jackson, Childress, Scheidler, and Goebel. For the Lawrenceville Indians, a shakeup in the starting lineup tonight. Lawrenceville Indian head coach Randy Bishop going with a new player in the lineup tonight. Brennan Winningham will get a start tonight, number 3. He's a 5'11", 185-pound sophomore, Brennan Winningham. Noah Wager in the starting lineup. He's a 6'4", 175-pound senior, number 15. Damon Zollers makes his first varsity start. Zollers is a 6'2", 155-pound junior, number 20. Jordan Jones in the starting lineup. He's a 6'1", 180-pound senior, number 32. And Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup, the 6'3", 185-pound senior, number 33. So we have Brennan Winningham, Noah Wager, Damon Zollers, Jordan Jones, and Blaine Winningham in the starting lineup.
Logan Williams is not here tonight. He's home with the flu, and Coach Bishop said that Sherman is still nursing that sprained ankle, so he's a little bit slow, although he played in the JV game. And he also said Jarrett Winkles has been under the weather, although he has returned to the team tonight too and is available to play off the bench.
All right, Indians and the Maroons here. Indians in their home white uniforms with the red numerals and the red and white trim. Robinson in the traveling maroon uniforms with the white numerals and the white trim. Glad you're with us for Indian Hoops here. Indians and the Maroons. Indians play here tonight, then have a rescheduled game. The game originally scheduled for last Friday at Newton will be played tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you right here on Light 103. But first things first, Indians and Maroons. Winningham will jump it up against Childress, and the tap is controlled by the visitors from Crawford County. Here's Lassen out front. Indians are in man-to-man. Here is a pass on the right side, left side, I should say, to Lassen. Now they feed it down low underneath to Childress. Goes to the hole, lays it up and in. Braden Childress, 6'3", 205-pounder inside, going to work, and it's 2-0 Robinson. Winningham leaves it off for Brennan at the top of the key. Left side to Zollers on the wing. Back out front to Wager. Between the circles, Wager on the dribble. Leaves it for Winningham. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it now to Jones on the right side. Now underneath to Wager out front to Zollers. Long three-pointer is in and out. No good. Went down and then came back out for Damon Zollers. So the score remains 2-0. Robinson on top. Across the timeline, Jackson, the freshman. Now backdoor cut, shot up and in by Cade Lassen. Nice backdoor cut there by Robinson, catching the Indians napping. And it's four in a row to start the game for the Maroons. They lead 4-0. Wager on the dribble down the lane. Now to Winningham, that's Brennan, deep on the left wing. Back out top of the key to Blaine. Now to Zollers in the corner, back out front to Jones. Thought about a long three, but doesn't take it. Now on the dribble, now he lets it go, just inside the arc. Zollers with the rebound, puts it back up from about five, no good. Rebound controlled by Childress of Robinson. And the Maroons go on the attack. Leading 4-0 here, early going at Lawrenceville High School. 6:23 to go, opening period. Baseline drive by Lassen, it's shot up and in. Cade Lassen with the basket, six straight to open the game for the Maroons. 6-0. Here's Zollers, top of the key to Brennan. Now to Blaine. Blaine on the dribble, spins to the middle. Cut off at the free throw line. Back out front to Zollers. Zollers on the dribble, top of the key. Left side to Jones. Now to Zollers. Here's Zollers on the dribble. Left side to Jones. Back out front to Brennan. Dribbles to the middle, cut off there. Long three-pointer by Jones. Top of the key is good. Jordan Jones.
Good to see him get off to a good start like that.
3-0 in favor of the, I should say, 6-3 in favor of Robinson. First three of the night for the Indians. Here is Ethan Scheidler on the dribble. Now back out front for a long bomb. Top of the key by Lassen. Off the mark, no good. Loose ball run down by Blaine Winningham. He beat Goebel to the ball. Now off to Brennan across the timeline. Left side to Jones on the wing. Jones Top of the key now to Wager. Robinson man-to-man here at the outset. Wager right side to Zollers. Loses the handle but recovers out front. But he stepped on the sideline, turning it over.
First turnover for either team.
5:08 to go, opening period. Robinson ball, they lead 6-3 here at Lawrenceville High School. Here is Lassen deep on the left wing, a foul away from the ball, charged against the Indians. So the Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop.
Foul on Jordan Jones, that's the first foul of either team.
And it comes to Childress, his shot is up and in.
So 4 points for Childress and 4 for Lassen, nearly going.
Childress with the hoop, and it's 8-3 in favor of Robinson. Ball knocked away and stolen away by Jackson. Less the traffic clear, now brings it across the timeline between the circles to Lassen. Now back to Jackson, and the Maroons go on the attack. Here's Jackson, backdoor cut to Lassen again. He shoots and scores. And Randy Bishop's going to want a timeout here. 4:30 to go here in the first quarter. An Amberall Federal Credit Union 32nd timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard. Robinson 10, Lawrenceville 3. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Hello, I'm Teresa Osball. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, then you have one less worry in today's world. Most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is the friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, 4:31 to go here in the opening quarter, 10-3, Robinson. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson here at Lawrenceville High School. Brennan Winningham now to Jones. His three-pointer off the mark, no good from the right side. Ball knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Maroons. It'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop. 4:20 to go here in the opening quarter. 10-3, Robinson. Winningham, Brennan into Zollers. Now back out front to Jones. Now top of the key to Wager. Back to Jones again, and the Indians will go on the attack. Here's Blaine Winningham out front, guarded out there by Goble. Now to Brennan Winningham with Jackson on him. Now to Zollers, top of the key. He picked up there. Now left side to Jones on the wing. Jones long three-pointer. It's no good. And we have a foul underneath the basket away from the ball against the Maroons. So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop.
Foul on Lassen, also the first turnover on Robinson.
10-3. Here's Winningham, Blaine. Now to Zollers on the left wing. Now to Brennan in the left corner on the dribble. Tries to dribble away from pressure. Now double team. Gets it back to Zollers, who helps out. Zollers to Winningham. Back out front to Wager between the circles. Mac Thompson applauding his team's defense. The Indians having trouble running stuff here in this first quarter of play. Winningham, Blaine looks down the middle. Now to Zollers. Now to Winningham. That's Blaine. Leaves it for Jones. Top of the key. Down the lane he comes. Loses the ball. And out of bounds. Off the Indians.
Dribbled it right off his foot for the third Indian turnover. Robinson's missed only one shot here in the first 4.5 minutes, and the Indians have made only one shot.
The Indians looking to get something going here. Here's Jackson down the lane, feeding it in the middle to Childress again. His shot is up and no good, rebounded by Winningham. Outlet pass to Brennan on the left wing. Now waits for the traffic to clear. Top of the key to Blaine. Now to Jones. Jordan Jones surveys the middle. Nothing happening there. Now back to Blaine Winningham at the top of the key. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. 10-3. And now we have a foul away from the ball against the Indians.
That'll be the fourth turnover on Lawrenceville.
And he's really having trouble getting into their offensive sets here.
Foul was on Jordan Jones. That's both Indian fouls on him. Here comes Skylar Toole into the game for Lawrenceville.
Tool in there to try to get something going, and also Jarrett Winkles in. Jones is out for the Indians, and Zoller's out on the substitutions by Randy Bishop. 2:49 to go here in the opening quarter, 10-3, Robinson. Jackson across the timeline, Lassen on the left side, now between the circles, to Ethan Scheidler. Now back to Jackson. Jackson leaves it for Lassen. Fought about a long three. Dribbles to the free throw line. Cut off there. Leaves it back out front for Childress. He backs it out now. Top of the key to Lassen. Lassen on the dribble. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it left side. Down the lane, Scheidler. Off balance shot with the right hand. No good. Rebounded by Wager. Wager quickly across the timeline. Left side. Brennan Winningham. Back out front to Wager again. He thought about a long three. Now he does take it. And it's off the mark. No good. Long rebound to Jackson. Here's Robinson wanting to run. Jackson waits for the traffic to clear. Gets it to Childress on the deep left wing. Now to Scheidler. Lassen feeding underneath now to Childress. Guarded by Winningham. Spins to the middle. Throws it up with the left hand. No good. And the rebound brought down by Wager of the Indians. Off to Brennan Winningham. Now to Blaine. In the middle now to Toole, who heads to the hole. Shoots and scores. Skyler Toole, his first hoop of the night. And the Indians trail by 5, 10-5, with a minute 38 to go, opening quarter. Jackson across the timeline for Robinson. Now to Lassen, picked up by Toole. A backdoor to Cunningham, to Childress, I should say. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Robinson basketball underneath their own hoop. Good defensive play there by the Indians to prevent a sure hoop by Childress. Scheidler looking to inbound, and we have a foul away from the ball against Robinson. So it'll be Indian basketball. Indian basketball with 1:27 to go here in the opening quarter. Brennan Winningham will bring it across the timeline, picked up by the man-to-man of Wesley Jackson. Now top of the key to Blaine. Blaine on the dribble, call for a travel.
Five turnovers on the Indians.
Took a step before he took a dribble. And the Indians turn it over. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. 10-5. Robinson on top. Jackson across the timeline. A ball knocked away off of Noah Wager. It'll be Robinson basketball. Their offensive end right in front of the Indian bench. And head coach Randy Bishop. And it comes to Jackson in the right corner. Guarded by Brennan Winningham. Tries to take the sidelines, and he's forced out of bounds. And it's a turnover on Robinson.
Third turnover on the Maroons.
Mac Thompson on crutches. Has ACL surgery recently. He thought that was a foul there, and so did I right in front of us here. Here's Winkles, now right corner. Toole a long three. Off the mark, no good. Long rebound, dropped down by Winkles, but it's knocked away and recovered by Childress of Robinson with 45 seconds to go here in the opening quarter, and Robinson leading 10-5. Here is Jackson, deep on the right wing. Given a lot of room out there by Brennan Winningham. Now to Lassen. Lassen picked up by Toole in the middle. Now to Goble. Goble at the high post. Now Jackson. Long three-pointer off the mark. No good. Long rebound is fought for. And the loose ball rebound brought down by Blaine Winningham. With 20 seconds to go, here's Brennan. Bumped and fouled. Trying to make his way down the lane. A foul on Robinson.
Foul's going to be on Jackson. His first, third on the team. Not a shooting foul.
Brennan Winningham to Winkles. Now to Toole. 17 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back out front to Toole on the right wing. Now to Winkles. Top of the key to Toole. 7 seconds to go. Toole looks like he's going to work one-on-one, trying to get a screen. Long jumper. Got it! From the top of the key, a three ball by Skyler Toole as the first quarter comes to a close. On the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box, here at Lawrenceville High School, score after 1, Robinson 10, Lawrenceville 8. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Indian basketball brought your way by Citizens National Bank of Albion, your bank for a lifetime, as a long bomb is good.
First points of the night for Noah Wager, first lead of the game for the Indians.
Noah Wager, the three ball, Indians trailing. Now they're ahead, 11-10. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at LHS. Lassen down the lane, his shot up, no good. Rebounded by Wager. Off to Toole, quickly up floor. Brendan Winningham on the right wing dribble. Goes to the right baseline, to the hole, lays it up, and scores! Nicely done.
First bucket for Brendan Winningham tonight.
And the Indians have spurted to a 13-10 lead here, just underway in the second quarter. 7:13 to go. Here is Jackson feeding it in the corner. Long three-pointer is off the mark. Taken there by Scheidler, rebounded by Winkles. Off to Brendan Winningham. Across the timeline he comes. Down at Wager in the left corner. Noah on the dribble. Back out to Winningham. That's Brennan on the left wing. He signals a play from the sidelines. Now dribbles between the circles, guarded by Jackson in the Robinson man-to-man. Out to Toole. Toole. Now back to Winningham. That's Brennan out front. Backs it out now on the wing, guarded by Jackson. Now to Winkles, picked up by the Maroons. And now we have a foul, a traveling violation, I think. Nope, a foul, offensive foul.
Yeah.
On the Indians.
It's on Jarrett Winkles. That's his first foul. Third on the team. Both teams have three.
13-10, Indians by three. 6:25 to go, second quarter. Jackson has the ball knocked away. Scramble for the loose ball. Robinson comes away with it. And Lassen out front, and they'll go into another offensive set. Lassen on the left side, dribble on the wing. Now to the top of the key. Indian defense picks it up here. Now here's Childress out front, bumped and fouled by Skylar Toole. Inadvertent foul, but a foul nonetheless, as Childress was coming out to help out a guard that needed some screen out front.
First on Toole, fourth on the Indians.
6:05 to go here in the second quarter. 13-10, Indians. Jackson out front, guarded by Brennan Winningham. Here is Lassen on the dribble, down the lane, cut off, now to the hole, throws it up and scores from 5 feet, and he's fouled, and a chance at a three-point play.
Lassen has 8 points now, going for nine. Foul on Toole, his second.
Okay, Lassen's only 5'8", 155 pounds, but he went down there and scored in the land of the tall timber, and it's 13-12. Ethan Kelly into the game, replacing Skylar Toole for the Indians, and Robinson also with a substitute. Sawyer Hull, a 6'1", 145-pound senior in the game, number three for Mac Thompson. We throw up and in by Lassen. Three-point play, and we're tied at 13. 5:45 to go, second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. Indians and the Maroons, Little Illini Conference play. There's the ball taken away from Kelly, stolen away by the quick hands of Lassen. Across the timeline he comes, left side dribble down the lane, and he's hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop. Cade Lassen will go to the line for Robinson free throws and a chance to break this 13-13 tie with 5:32 to go in the second quarter.
That was on Ethan Kelly.
We throw up and in by Lassen. He's having a fine first half for Robinson.
10 points going for 11.
Robinson trying for their seventh win of the year. They're 6-10 and 3-1 in conference play. The free throw up and no good. Rebounded by Wager of the Indians. He'll bring it up himself. Trailing by one, 14-13. Here's Kelly. Has the ball knocked away and stolen away by Robinson. Lassen there again. Across the timeline, between the circle dribble, waits for his teammates. Now down the lane, in the lane, puts it up, and he's called for a travel. Got down there this time. There was too many bodies for him to navigate through.
I don't know if that was him who got called for traveling or Holt before he passed him, but one of those two took a few steps. Well, I think they both did. I just don't know which one they called.
Indian ball, though, we can tell you that. 14-13. They trail by one with 5:09 to go here in this low-scoring first quarter of play. Here's Wager trying the right baseline, cut off. Now back out to Winningham in the right corner. Now to Wager again, back out front to Blaine Winningham, or Brendan Winningham, I should say. Here's Kelly on the dribble, left side, looks down low, nothing happening there. Back out front to Brennan. Now to Noah, feeds it underneath to Blaine, who shoots, no good. Rebound by Winningham again, that's Blaine battling for it. Comes away with a loose ball. Left side to Wager, the ball knocked out of bounds by Holt. It'll be Indian basketball. 4:36 to go, second quarter, 14-13, Lawrenceville. And the Indians will inbound right in front of Mac Thompson, all hobbled up with that ACL injury.
Hurt that playing an alumni game between Marshall and Casey.
And there's an offensive foul charge on Lassen as he ran over the defender for the Indians, as Ethan Kelly standing in there and taking a charge. And so it'll be Indian basketball.
It's Robinson ball, Steve.
I'm sorry, Robinson ball. That was against the Indians. I stand corrected.
Foul's on Kelly, and that's his second.
Ethan Kelly with the foul. Nick Weber into the game for Robinson, a 6'1", 160-pound junior. Here's Holt, now two. The aforementioned Weber. Now Lassen in the left corner. Pizza in the middle now. There's a jumper in the lane. Off the mark. No good by Weber. Rebounded by the Indians. And Wager will bring it across the timeline with 4:07 to go, second quarter. Out front to Winkles between the circles. On the dribble. Left side to Kelly. Three-pointer on the way by Ethan. Got it.
And
the left wing.
First bucket of the night for Kelly.
16-14. 3:53 to go, second quarter. Here at Lawrenceville High School. Jackson across the timeline, down the lane, goes past Kelly, and is hacked and fouled on his way to the hoop.
He'll be looking for his first points of the ball game. Foul was on Kelly, his third. He just got into the game, it seems like, just a minute ago.
Wesley Jackson is a 6-foot, 155-pound freshman. Number 15, his free throw is up and in. And the score is 16-15. Indians lead by one. Zoller's back into the game, replacing Kelly, who sits with those three fouls. Free throw no good by Jackson. Rebounded by Childress, though. Puts it up over a double team. Blocked away by Winningham. That's Blaine with the block. And Wager comes away with a loose ball. Across the timeline on the dribble. Leaves it now for Brennan Winningham. On the dribble, right side. And we have a foul charge. Push off on Brennan Winningham. And Randy Bishop is incensed at that call. 16-15, 3:30 to go, second quarter here at Lawrenceville High School. Robinson and the Lawrenceville Indians. Lassen between the circles. The left side, the ball's taken away by Wager. Wager behind the back dribble, double team. Now has it stripped away from behind as Nick Weber kept after it and stole it right back after having the ball pilfered from him earlier. Lassen, left side on the wing to Weber. Weber feeding it now to Lassen. No, that's Childress on the left baseline. Cut off. Back out to Lassen. Lassen, left side on the wing. Feeds it to Jackson. Down the lane he comes. Lays it up and in. Like a shot out of a glass. Well, a glass, and I should say that's Jackson with the hoop. And it's 17-16. And a blocking foul charged on Robinson at the other end. I think that was Lassen that call for the block. Wesley Jackson's really quick. Quick first step, and he was right to the basket for a hoop.
Okay, Brendan going to be shooting one in the bonus.
Free throw on its way, and good by Brendan Winningham. And we are tied at 17. 2:41 to go here in the second quarter at Lawrenceville High School. Second free throw is up and in by Brennan Winningham. And it's 18-17. Robinson trailing by one with the ball here at Lawrenceville. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. They lob underneath to Childress, who shoots and scores. Baseline pass to Childress, cutting to the basket. Indians lost contact defensively, and it's 19-18 Maroons. Brennan Winningham feeding it to Zollers. Zollers on the dribble at the free throw line, cut off. Now throws it to Brennan Winningham. He barely got it before Jackson did. Now Jackson guarding Brennan out front, top of the key. Now Winkles a long three, top of the key is good.
First three of the night for Winkles.
Jarrett Winkles from long range, and the Indians lead by two, 21-19 with a minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. Jackson across the timeline. Now between the circles to Childress at the high post. Looks down low, but nothing happening there. Now on the dribble, looks for a screen from Holt, finds it. Now gets it to Weber. Off to Lassen. Lassen guarded out there by Brennan Winningham and the Indian man-to-man. A minute 27 to go here in the period. Now a timeout wanted by Mac Thompson. People's State Bank scoreboard. It's an Amberall Federal Credit Union timeout. And we're at the Toyota Bashuku press box. 1:26 to go. 21-19 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Johnson deal. Cause a Johnson deal is a better deal. Bill Johnson Ford.
Indian basketball brought your way by Leggett Lumber, 807 East Chestnut in Bridgeport, and by KZ State Bank, your community, your bank. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. 1:25 to go, second quarter, 21-19. And Lawrenceville Indians leading the Robinson Maroons. Here's Weber at the top of the key, now to Lassen. Now to Jackson, left wing. Fall away off the mark, no good from the baseline. Rebounded by Blaine Winningham, off to Brennan. Across the timeline he comes with a minute 5 to go, second quarter. Here's Brennan Winningham, top of the key to Blaine. Blaine looks to the middle, guarded by Childress in the man-to-man. Now off to Winkles, picked up by Jackson. Right side to Zollers. Zollers, humble. Now left side to Wager. 45 seconds to go. Here's Winningham, Brennan at the top of the key. Right side to Blaine. He looks to the middle, nothing happening there. Now left side to Wager, tries to take the left baseline, and we have a foul, bumping foul charged on Weber of Robinson.
First foul on Weber. The Indians should be shooting.
If they are not.
No, they're not in the bonus yet. Not in the bonus yet.
Winkles.
Only a 15 foul.
Underneath the Wager, turnaround from about five. Missed the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down by Jackson. 27 seconds to go for second quarter. 21-19, Lawrenceville. Here is Scheidler back out front to Jackson near the circle. 14 seconds to go. Looks like the Maroons are going to spread things out. Look for a final shot, and there's a foul charge on the Indians on Zollers.
First foul on Damon Zollers, and the Maroons will be shooting two.
Ethan Scheidler, 6'1", 175-pound junior, toes the free throw line for Robinson. Free throw up and in.
First point of the night for Scheidler.
Weber out and into the game for Mac Thompson, number 12. Logan Roy, a 5'6", 145-pound sophomore. Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought down by Jackson. Back out front with 7 seconds to go. The Maroons can hold for a final shot. Here is Holt down the lane. Feeds it back to Scheidler. And they don't get a shot off as the first half comes to an end. Low scoring affair here at Lawrenceville High School. But after the end of one quarter of play, or second quarter of play, I should say, the first half of play, on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bashuku press box, it is Lawrenceville 21 and Robinson 20. 21-20 Indians. Back with the halftime show in just a minute. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
Ready to jump? This is gonna be amazing!
Just one sec, I'm paying some bills.
What?
Yeah, with my bank, I can transfer funds, even deposit checks, anytime, anywhere.
But we're gaining altitude to skydive.
I know, cool, huh? I can even set up text alerts.
Alerts like the door to the aircraft opening?
No, better. Alerts for paying bills and whatnot.
Oh, he's banking in the sky.
Casey State Bank. It's mobily awesome. Visit caseystatebank.com. Enjoy the less fee, time-saving, better way to bank. Casey State Bank, your community, your bank, member FDIC.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50 gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance water heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, glad you're with us. Indian basketball here on Light 103. Indian basketball brought your way by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal by Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers. Time now for the halftime report, the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. And Bill has a look at some of the first half stats.
Well, Steve, quite an entertaining first half. We said we thought these teams were evenly matched, and It sure looks that way. The Indians lead it here at halftime, 21-20. Robinson got off to the great start, scored the game's first 6 points, but the Indians crept to within 10-8 at the first quarter stop. The last 3 points of those was the first quarter, was a three-pointer by Skylar Tuo off the bench to cut the lead 10-8. Second quarter, we saw 6 lead changes and a tie. The Indians took a 21-19 lead on a three-pointer by Winkles. Scheidler's free throw cut the lead to 21-20 at halftime. That's where we stand. Lawrenceville 21, Robinson 20 at halftime. Shooting-wise, the Indians are 7 out of 16 from the floor. They've hit 5 of 8 from three-point range, and that's probably why they hold a slim lead here at halftime. 3 of those three-pointers coming in the second period. They were 3 out of 3 from three-point range in the second quarter. From the line, the Indians are 2 of 2 tonight. Robinson is 8 out of 18 from the floor, 0 of 3 from three-point range. The Maroons are 4 of 7 from the foul line. Another big difference, Lawrenceville has a edge on the backboard of 13 to 7. Blaine Winningham's not scored, but he has 6 rebounds tonight. turnover is a different story. The Indians have turned it over 11 times. Robinson only 5 turnovers, so that's probably why the Maroons are hanging around here. Scoring-wise for Robinson, Cade Lassen leads the way with 10 points. Actually, he has 10 points. He's 4 out of 6 from the floor and 2 of 2 from the foul line. Scoring also was Childress with 6. 3 points for Wesley Jackson, a point for Ethan Scheidler. Jeffrey Goble started, did not score. Skylar Holt, Nick Weber, and Logan Roy all played off the bench for the Maroons and didn't score. Leading the way for the Indians is Skylar Tua with those 5 points. He hit a 2 and a 3 in the first period. 3 points each, all on three-pointers for Ethan Kelly, Jared Winkles, Jordan Jones. Brennan Winningham has 4 points. Those are in the second quarter. Weger also has a three-pointer for the Indians. So leading the way again with 5 points is Tool. 4 guys with 3, and Brennan Winningham has 4. That's the scoring. And at halftime, the Lawrenceville Indians lead the Robinson Maroons 21-20.
We're back with more after this from Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School halftime show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson, Indian basketball on Light 103. The Indians lead by 1 here, 21-20 over the Robinson Maroons. Indian JV, in case you may have missed it earlier, did win, a narrow win, 64-63. Ethan Kelly had 28 points in the win. Leighton Ivers and Hunter Scott each had 13. Indian JV back on the winning track with a 64-63 win. And again, the Indian varsity brethren hoping to follow suit. They lead by 1 here at halftime. 21-20 again, Indian basketball here tonight. Indians with the Robinson Maroons. Then tomorrow, the Indians play a rescheduled game. They play at Newton against the Eagles. That game was originally scheduled for Friday, was weathered out. Rescheduled for tomorrow, so the Indians will play at Newton tomorrow. We'll be on the air at around 7:30. 8 o'clock. Indians and the Robinson Maroons. We're back with the second half of action. That has been the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. Back with the second half of action coming up in 2 minutes. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. A local hospital serving local people.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank. Your community bank, member FDIC.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Second half is underway here. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson at Lawrenceville High School. Robinson with the ball, trailing 21-20. Here's Childress out front for the Maroons. Now to Lassen. Lassen down the lane. Shot is up and in by Lassen off the drive. The 5'8", 155-pounder having a solid game for Robinson. And the Maroons have a 22-21 lead. Here's Wager in the middle, feeding it underneath to Jones. Turns, shoots, and scores. Jordan Jones in close on the baseline, right side. And it's 23-22, Indians. 7:09 to go here in the third quarter of play.
That's eight lead changes. 5 points tonight for Jones.
Jackson across the timeline. Now Lassen, top of the key. Tool gives him a lot of room out there. Lassen doesn't take the shot. Now left side to Scheidler. Ethan Scheidler in the left corner to Childress. Back out front to Jackson on the wing. In the corner again to Childress. Back on the right wing to Jackson. Top of the key. Leaves it off there for Childress. Childress out front. Almost lost the handle but keeps it himself. Now down the lane he comes. Up with the left hand. No good. But he is fouled on his way to the hoop.
I think Bill McLean said that foul was on the floor.
Yep. And it was, and the Maroons will inbound underneath their own hoop.
First foul on Blaine Winningham.
Here is a drive down the baseline by Scheidler. His shot up, no good from in close. Rebounded by Toole. Bounce pass up to Brennan Winningham. Waits for the traffic to clear. Now back to Toole. Now to Blaine Winningham off his shoulder. And right to Robinson. A turnover on the Indians. 23-22. Lawrenceville. Here's Childress deep on the left wing underneath the Lassen on the left baseline. He's cut off. Shot up over Blaine Winningham is no good. And out of bounds, last touch by the Maroons. It'll be Indian basketball. 6:03 to go here in the third quarter, 23-22. Again, neither one of these teams burning it up offensively here in this game. Only 23-22 score here in the third quarter. Here is Wager. Double team, backs it out now to Toole on the wing, and the Indians will reset. Now to Winningham, down the lane. Brennan, free throw line jumper, off the mark, no good. Rebounded by big Jeffrey Goble. He leaves it off for Wesley Jackson, who'll bring it across the timeline. Now to Lassen, now to Jackson in the right corner. Lassen on the right wing, thought about a long three, but does not take it. Instead, looks to the middle, gets it into Childress, guarded by Winningham. Now back to Lassen, down the lane. Shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Blaine Winningham. And he's tied up. Tied up by Goble. Possession arrow in favor of the Indians. So it'll be Indian basketball with 5:18 to go here in the third quarter. And leading by one, 23-22. Here's Skool between the circles. Now to Jones on the right wing. Jones. Now between the circles to Wager, right side. Jones, a three-pointer on the way. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Goble. Robinson on the dribble. Across the timeline, Jackson down the lane. Lays it up and in. Went right around the defender and in. That was Brennan Winningham, who was trying to defend Jackson there. Couldn't keep up with it. 24-23, Robinson. They lob down low to Blaine. Double team. Spins away from it. Reverse layup. Up, no good. Rebounded by Childress of Robinson. Across the timeline, Braden Childress at 6'3". Down the lane he comes. Shot up, no good from the right side. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and scores. Braden Childress kept right after it underneath after missing initially. And it's 26-23, a three-point Robinson lead. Two between the circles. Now to Blaine Winningham. Top of the key. Wager's jumper is up and in. Just inside the arc for Noah Wager. 26-25, Robinson. 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter play. Jackson across the timeline, left side of the wing. Feeds it tried to feed it to a cutting Lassen, but he wasn't there, and they threw it out of bounds. So it will be Indian basketball. Skylar Toole, Jordan Jones out there for the Indians at the guard spots. Jones leaves it now off deep on the right wing to Wager. He lets a jumper go off the dribble. Top of the key is good, a three ball. Noah Wager.
Eight tonight for Noah.
And the Indians lead by two, 28-26, 3:33 to go here in the third quarter play. Lassen looks for a screen, can't find it. Now spins to the middle, leaves it off for Goble. It's shot up and in.
Big boy's first bucket.
Nice pass there by Lassen. Now at the other end, quickly, here's Wager. Shot up, no good from 10. Battles for the rebound. And last touch by Noah Wager. It'll be Robinson basketball. Now they discuss it here. Is it going to be Indian ball? Nope, they say, we'll stay with the original call, and it'll be Robinson ball. 3:16 to go here in the third quarter. 28-28 is our score here. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson at Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium. Lassen leaves it off now for Ethan Scheidler. Scheidler now top of the key to Lassen. Now to Childress, who's at the high post between the circles. Guarded there by Blaine Winningham. Down the lane, Childress cut off. Top of the key to Scheidler. Scheidler on the dribble, down the lane, leaves it off for Goble. Underneath, he scores. Goble inside with two easy baskets. In this quarter, it's 30-28. Robinson on top by two. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Jones between the circles for the Indians. Left side to Winningham. Now top of the key, a jumper by Wager is off the mark, no good. Rebounded up and in by Brennan Winningham. Nobody boxing out for Robinson there, and Brennan Winningham, an easy rebound basket off that miss. And it's 30-30. 2:13 to go, third quarter. Jackson back out front, threw it away. And the ball picked up by Brennan Winningham, and he's called for a travel. He wanted to pick it up and dribble it, but then the ball was heading toward out of bounds, and he just messed it up.
He tried one of those Euro steps, but Jason Wagner was the referee, and he wasn't buying it.
2 minutes to go here in the third quarter, tied at 30. Robinson and Lawrenceville here at LHS. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson. Pass intercepted. Intercepted, knocked away by Toole. Now here's Toole off a pass from Brendan Winningham. Shoots and scores. Skylar Toole off the bench for the Indians here tonight with the bucket, and that puts them on top by two. 32-30, a minute 35 to go here in the third quarter play. Down the lane, Childress feeds it to Lassen. Three-pointer left side. Off the mark, no good. Ball battled for. Out of bounds. Last touch by Goble of Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball. With a minute 28 to go in the third quarter, the Tribe leading by two. 32-30. Indians bidding for their 10th win of the year, trying to get to double digits. They lob underneath to Brennan Winningham. Lane, I should say. And he scores. Despite the double team by Robinson, Lane Winningham able to muscle the ball in. And the Tribe lead 34-30, a minute 10 to go, third quarter.
First 2 points of the night for Blaine.
Here's Scheidler, now left wing to Childress. They give him a lot of room out there. Fakes the three, but nothing doing there. Now leaves it off for Lassen, back to Childress, working one-on-one against Blaine Winningham. Shoots over him from 10, off the mark, no good, but a foul charged on Blaine. Looks like a little one-on-one isolation there with Childress and Blaine Winningham, and Childress got the best of Blaine that time. He'll go to the line.
Only two fouls on Blaine, so he's still in pretty good shape.
51.8 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Free throw up and no good by Childress, and the score remains 34-30. Indians on top.
Robinson now 4 of 8 from the line as a team.
Another free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Wager. Off to Jordan Jones across the timeline. Randy Bishop signaling a play as Jones brings it across the timeline between the circle dribble.
If he can get a bucket here, it'd be the biggest lead of the night for the Indians.
Wager had it knocked away but recovered, tried to take the left baseline, and he's blocked and fouled by Robinson. Stops the clock with 34 and a half seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Two fouls on Childress, two on both teams.
Here comes Holt back into the game. Sawyer Holt replacing Goble. Jeffrey Goble for Robinson. Indians inbound. Wager back to Brennan Winningham out front on the left wing. Toole, a three-pointer from the corner. It's good. Skyler Toole, a three ball from the right corner.
Double digits now for Toole. Two threes, two twos. He's got 10 points.
37-30. Indians lead by seven. Biggest lead of the night. 16 seconds to go. Holt on the dribble. Back out front to Scheidler. They give him a lot of room out there. 10 seconds to go. Jackson looks like he's going to work one-on-one against Brennan Winningham. Looks for a screen, top of the key. Now backdoor cut to Lassen. His shot is off the mark, no good, as the third quarter comes to a close. At the end of three, on the People's State Bank scoreboard from the Toyota Bushuku Press Box here at Lawrenceville High School, it's the Lawrenceville Indians 37, Robinson Maroons 30. We're back after this. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Wabash General Hospital is pleased to offer an orthopedic and sports medicine clinic at Lawrence County Hospital. Appointments are accepted by Dr. Juco Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Physician's Assistant Julia Corwin, and Beth Fisher every Friday and every other Monday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Lawrenceville by calling 618-707-4360. Wabash General Hospital is proud to serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital.
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan? With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture, it's what we do, and we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our six locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. 37-30, Indians on top here. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday night. The Maroons with the ball. Here's a shot blocked away underneath. Jackson had a shot blocked away by Blaine Winningham, but he got him on the arm. And so Wesley Jackson, the freshman, heads to the line for Robinson free throws.
That is the third foul on Blaine Winningham. Robinson led by six early. The Indians now have their biggest lead of seven.
Free throw no good by Wesley Jackson. The score remains 37-30, Lawrenceville. Second free throw, off and no good. Rebounded by Wager for the Indians. Off to Jones, and the Tribe go on the attack. 7:45 to go in the game. Here's Brennan Winningham deep in the left wing. Now back out front to Toole. Between the circles now to Wager. Now to Winningham. Brennan, his baseline jumper off the mark. No good. Left side from about 17 feet. And Robinson with the loose ball rebound. Jackson, left side to Scheidler on the dribble. Back out front to Jackson. Now left side on the wing to Lassen. Fakes the three. Now here's a shot up and in. Three ball from the corner by Sawyer Holt. And now Robinson with some zone trapping pressure off the made basket. 37-33, Indians break it. Here's Blaine down the lane, and a foul charged on Robinson. Stops the clock with 7:04 to go in the contest.
Foul on Holt is first.
Indians lead by four, 37-33.
Blaine at the line for the first time tonight.
Free throw on its way, and good. 38-33, Indians by five. 7:04 to go in the contest.
Indians 3-3 at the team from the line.
Four out of four now as Winningham hits that.
Robinson 4 of 11.
39-33, Indians by six. 7 minutes to go in the game. Here's Jackson on the right baseline. It shot up no good, and he was blocked and fouled by Brennan Winningham. Looks like a lot of things they want to do is clear out for Jackson, let him use that speed and try to work one-on-one.
He just missed two at the foul line the previous time down the floor. Let's see how he does this time with two more.
First one up and in by Wesley Jackson. And again, he's just a freshman. 39-34, Indians lead by five. Missed that one, and the rebound brought down by Blaine. Blaine Winningham of the Indians looks for a guard to get it to. Finds Toole. Toole against the pressure. Gets it to Blaine Winningham. Now to Wager. Underneath, the ball knocked out of bounds. And it'll be Indian basketball. Jordan Jones was open for a split second, but Jackson, with that great speed, able to get back there and knock it away, saving a sure Indian basket. Brendan Winningham looking to get it in. Does out front, but it's intercepted by Holt. Holt to Scheidler. Turnover on the Tribe. 6:40 to go in the game. 39-34, Lawrenceville. Childress deep on the right wing. Long three is off the mark, and the long rebound out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Braden Childress feeling it there and thought he could sink that from way away, but he could not. Now the Indians get it across the timeline. Underneath, Wager shoots and scores. Noah Wager left alone on the left baseline, able to score in close. 41-34, Indians by seven. Here's Childress in the middle, cut off by Blaine Winningham. The ball knocked away, recovered by Jackson. Up front to Lassen, three ball is good. Big, big bucket for Robinson there by Lassen to keep him sort of staying in this game. Now the Indians get it across the timeline against the pressure. Jones between the circles underneath. Blaine Winningham is open. He shoots and scores. Blaine Winningham on the baseline with a bucket. 5:44 to go in the game. 43-37. Indians by six. Here's Childress in the corner. Lassen on the deep right wing. Lassen trying to take the baseline against Toole. Cut off. Now feeds it back out to Holt. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Long rebound knocked out, and Holt runs it down near the half line. And Robinson will reload. 5:23 to go in the game. 43-37 Indians. Here is a drive down the lane. Shot up. Off balance by Childress. No good. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. 5:10 to go in the game. Jones across the timeline. Brendan Winningham, right corner. To Wager, back out front, top of the circle. To Jones, now left wing to Toole. And the Indians go into an offensive set. Now the ball knocked away. Toole recovers, feeds it to Jones. Now back out front to Wager. Now to Toole in the corner. Three-pointer on the way by Skyler is good. Left side. Skyler Toole, a three ball.
11 for Toole. That's his third three, and that's the Indians' biggest lead.
Off the bench, Skyler Toole leading the charge for the Indians. 46-37, the Tribe lead. Lassen down the lane with the right hand. Put it up too hard. Rebounded by Wager. The Indians beginning to pull away a little bit here with 4:24 to go in the game.
Chance to go up double digits.
46-37. The ball knocked away by the Maroons. Out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball as Nick Weber checks into the game, replacing Ethan Scheidler for the Robinson Maroons. Indians inbound to Jones. Across the timeline to Wager. Now Brendan Winningham, three-pointer is no good from the left side. Ball battled for. Scramble for the loose ball. And we have the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Robinson. It'll be Indian basketball at side court. 4:08 to go in the game. 46-37. Indians on top.
Be patient. Make your free throws. You should be in good shape.
And it comes to Toole. Now to Jones. Right corner to Wager. Double teamed, and he's called for a travel.
Oh, boy. Fourth turnover of the second half for the Indians. 15 on the game.
Robinson trailing. 46-37. 3:59 to go here in the game. Indians looking for win number 10. Robinson win number 7. Lassen deep on the right wing, guarded by Cool. Top of the key now to Nick Weber. Now Lassen, a three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebounded by Holt, up and in. Sawyer Holt with a bucket and a quick timeout, one at 30-second break by Mack Thompson. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, an Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout, 3:41 to go in the game, 46-39 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence.
Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
3:41 to go in the game. Indians with the ball, leading 46-39. Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Full court pressure, trapping pressure by Robinson. And it comes to Wager. Now to Jones, back to Wager. Across the timeline, double team. Feeds it now off to Jones. Almost a travel there by Wager. But is able to keep his wits about him and get it off to Jones. Now left side to Brennan Winningham, deep on the wing. In the middle of Blaine, who takes the ball to the hole. And he scores. Blaine Winningham with the basket. 48-39. Indians, 3:15 to go in the game. Jackson, top of the key, a long bomb by Weber, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped around and brought down by Blaine Winningham, and a reach-in foul charged on Holt of Robinson. No free throws yet for the Indians. They'll inbound. Three-quarter court against full court man-to-man pressure by the Maroons.
Blaine Winningham on the brink of a double-double. He has 8 points and 9 rebounds.
And it comes to Wager. Wager feeding it underneath to Jones. Jones to the hole, lays it up, missed it. Rebound up. And we have a foul charged on Robinson on the rebound. Lassen picking up the foul.
Third on him.
Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 2:57 to go in the game, 48-39, Lawrenceville. And it comes to Toole on the left baseline, cut off. Now back out front to Wager, and the Indians will spread the floor and make Robinson chase here with 2:48 to go in the game. Here's Jones in the middle now, that's intercepted by Jackson. Jackson has the ball slapped away from behind by Jordan Jones, saving what may have been a Robinson basket. As it is, it's Robinson ball out of bounds at their offensive end. 2:40 to go in the game, 48-39, Indians by 9. Weber inbounds to Childress in the corner, back out to Lassen on the wing. In the left corner to Weber, baseline cut off there, now to Childress in the left corner, back out to Lassen on the wing. Long three-pointer, off the mark, no good. Jones the rebound, long down-court heave. Here's Wager heading to the hole, and he missed the dunk. Missed the dunk. He was going to go for a two-hander and missed completely. Now back out front. The Indians have the ball, however. Now it's knocked away. And Childress at the other end will lay it up. No good, but he was fouled and will go to the line for free throws with 2:11 to go in the game. Well, Noah Wager wanted to jam it home, but he missed completely on the two-hand jam. And we have a timeout on the floor. 2:11 to go. It's an Amber O'Frederick Credit Union timeout. 2:11 to go in the game. People's State Bank scoreboard. Lawrenceville 48, Robinson 39. This is Indian basketball, Light 103.
Attention high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson back here at Lawrenceville High School. Glad you're with us. 2:11 to go in this game, 48-39. Lawrenceville on top. Robinson at the line with a chance to score with the clock stopped. Here is Braden Childress. His free throw is up and in. 6'3", 205-pound senior. And that makes it 48-40, an 8-point lead for the Indians. 2:11 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in by Childress. 48-41, down to a 7-point lead into Toole against the trapping zone pressure. Across the timeline, Blaine Winningham feeds it now to Brennan. Back to Toole, and the Indians will again spread the floor and make him chase. Here's Jones feeding into the middle. The ball's intercepted by the Maroons and taken away. Another turnover on the Indians. Weber got his hand in there, knocked it away. Lassen at the top of the key. Off to Weber. 1:47 to go. Weber a long three. Top of the key. No good. Rebound slapped around. Recovered by Lassen. In the corner to Childress. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Blaine Winningham has the ball. He's fouled. Hit in the face by a Maroon. And a foul charged. And it'll be Indian basketball with 1:36 to go in the game. And Indians lead by 7.
You got that 10th rebound.
Brennan gets it in to Toole. Toole throws it to Jones. Tries to save it inbounds, but he threw it away. Threw it right to Lassen. 1:25 to go. Lassen down the lane to the hole. Lays it up. No good. Rebound brought down by Blaine Winningham. Boy, Lassen did everything but score there. Now at the other end, Wager trying to snowbird. Loses the handle. Throws it up. No good, but he was fouled and will go to the line for Indian free throws with 1:15 to go in the game. 48-41, Lawrenceville.
Wager has 10 points, going to be going for 11 and 12. Foul was on Weber, his second.
Noah Wager's free throw on its way up and in. 49-41, some of the fans begin to head for the exits here on the Robinson side. With the Indians on top by 8, 1:15 to go in the game. Second free throw up and in by Wager. 50-41, 1:15 to go. Jackson across the timeline. Time whiling away. Jackson looking for a screen. Now tries to take it to the baseline. In the corner to Weber. Three-pointer is good. And a timeout wanted by Mac Thompson. With a 1 minute to go exactly in the game, three-pointer by Robinson has him down by 6. Ambrose Federal Credit Union timeout. People's State Bank scoreboard reads 50-44 Lawrenceville. This is Indian basketball on Light 103.
It's Citizens National Bank of Albion's 80th anniversary. That's 80 years of setting the highest banking standards, 80 years of making sure our communities grow and thrive, and 80 years of helping you and your family secure your best financial future. This year will prove to be the best year at Citizens National Bank of Albion as we launch new products, new technologies, and services. More reasons why CNB is your five-star and most trusted financial partner.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, No Better Banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Indian basketball on Light 103 WAKO brought your way by Cunningham Young Funeral Home. Their family serving your family in a time of need. By People's State Bank, ask about their student checking accounts today. And by Toyota Bushuku, Illinois, apply to join their team today. 1 minute to go in this game, 50-44.
It's important the Indians handled the ball well here. They turned it over 19 times in the game, 6 here in the fourth quarter. And you know Robinson's going to be putting the pressure on.
Here's Winningham feeding it now to Wager, who's fouled. That was a dangerous pass by Blaine, a bounce pass in the middle of traffic, but he got it through. 54.1 seconds to go, 50-44. Noah Wager at the line for free throws for the Indians.
And he's 2 of 2 tonight, but these are big ones.
Mac Thompson making some offensive substitutions here. With 54.1 seconds to go, 50-44. Free throw on its way and no good. Rebounded by Childress. Maroon still not down yet. 50-44, down by 6. Here is a pass to Wager. Weber, his three-pointer is good for the corner. A three ball. And all of a sudden, 42 seconds to go. The Indian lead is down to 3. 42 seconds to go. Boy, that disappeared in a hurry, didn't it, Bill?
Well, yeah, Weber hit a three-pointer with a minute to play. Hit another with 42 seconds to play. Actually, with 3:41 to play, the Indians had their biggest. Well, they had a 48-39 lead, and since then they've scored only the 2 points from the foul line by Wager. Robinson is on an 8-2 run, and here they are right back in the game, down 3, 42 seconds still to play. The Indians have fouled 5 times this half. Robinson has fouled 8 times this half, so the Maroons can still foul the Indians one more time before Lawrenceville goes into the double bonus. This quarter at the foul line, the Indians are 4 out of 5, kind of bucking a trend that they've shown this year to struggle at the foul stripe. Going to be an interesting final, 42 seconds.
Inbounding is the Indians. Here's Wager trying to get it across the timeline. Lost it. Now recovers it. Heads to the hole, and he's fouled on the left baseline. And we'll go to the line. Boy, the Indians really lucky there to get the ball back and have Noah Wager shooting free throws. Big free throws, as it turns out, at this juncture with 34.1 seconds to go, 50-47. And again, Robinson making some substitutions here. Some defensive substitutions.
They've got guys in there just to foul.
Yep. 34.1 seconds to go. Wager's free throw up and in.
That was the front end of a bonus, so that's good. He made the front end of the 1-1, and let's go ahead and complete this, Wager.
Two-possession game, 51-47. He missed the second one, rebounded by Robinson. The Maroons on the attack. Here's Jackson quickly. Leaves it off for Holt. Now to Jackson, top of the key to Lassen. 25 seconds to go. There's a ball knocked away from Weber and rebounded by Toole. Now to Wager in the middle, and a foul charged against Robinson. Boy, big play there by Skylar Toole to get that ball to Noah Wager before Robinson Maroon could get to it. So Wager there with some more big free throws. Again, a two-possession game, 51-47. 17.4 seconds to go, and Wager's free throw is no good.
Three of six for tonight, and all in the fourth quarter.
Second free throw rolls through. 52-47, 17.4 seconds to go. Jackson quickly across the timeline, leaves it off for Weber. His short three-pointer is short, rebounded by Toole, throws it to Wager. Noah spins away, heads to the hole, lays it up short, rebounded by Robinson, rebounded by Lassen. His long shot is off the mark, but it matters not, as the Lawrenceville Indians have defeated the Robinson Maroons by a score of 52-47. So the Lawrenceville Indians pick up a victory, and they're now at 10-8. On the season. 10-8. And also 3-1 in conference play. Meanwhile, the Robinson Maroons drop to 6-11. And they are 3-2 in conference play. Indians win it here by a score of 52-47. We're back with more in the postgame show coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tired of running out of hot water? Maybe your water heater isn't big enough for your growing family. When you think water heater, think Reliance Water Heater. Reliance Water Heaters come in 30, 40, and 50-gallon sizes and are available for natural gas, electric, and propane use. Your Reliance Water Heater will be backed with a 6-year warranty on parts and the tank. Visit Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport, your neighborhood Reliance water heater source. Leggett Lumber will help get the Reliance water heater right for you.
Working at Toyota Bofshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bofshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bofshoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bofshoku.
We're back here at Lawrenceville High School. Steve Anderson and Bill Richardson, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 WAKO. Time now for the postgame show, the Sterling & Company Professional Corporation in Washington postgame show. We're joined by Indian head coach Randy Bishop after the Indians pick up a workmanlike win by a score of 52-47. Randy, that was a lot of work.
It was. I thought we did a really good job early, but that last 2 minutes was enough to 50 more gray hairs in my head. We just didn't take care of the ball at the very end and missed a couple of shots wide open under the basket on their press offense. We got to do a little bit better job than that, but played man-to-man tonight and got after them pretty good. I was pretty proud of that. I thought we did a nice job on that. Got down and guarded, and I know we out-rebounded them. We got a lot of rebounds, especially defensive rebounds, so I thought we did a good job of that. Ran our offense pretty good at times, kind of waited for better shots. I thought Wager played good. I thought Winningham was good on the boards. I thought Tua come off the bench and played a little harder tonight and did some good things. I'm without Logan Williams. He had the flu. Winkles has been sick. He come back. I played him a little bit in the first half. We got people sick and stuff. So hopefully we can fight through that because we got to bounce right back and go to Newton tomorrow. That'll be a very physical game. Newton's very tougher physical type team. So hopefully we'll respond and get another win.
Going to the man-to-man, what was the strategy behind that, Randy?
Well, in the zone, we've been playing a small guard down on the baseline. You know, when you're going to play a small guard, he kind of has a disadvantage for us defensively. You play him on the top in the 1-2-2, they were getting it in the middle. So I finally decided we'll just go to man the rest of the year and guard everybody, use the 1-3-1 out of timeouts, and maybe when we're getting beat, maybe in the middle a little bit. But kids guarded pretty good tonight, and we haven't done that most of the year, so that's a plus right there. JV team battled, got a good win too, so proud of them also.
Randy, this does pretty good for you in the conference. It puts you 3-1 in the LIC. I know you're not seated that highly in a tournament coming up, but yeah, you're right there in the conference race.
That puts us right there. I mean, you know, KZ's record's better than us. They got a 4 seed, and we got a 5. But they got the 3 mostly on their schedule. But I think tonight after we beat them, we proved that maybe, you know, we're right there with probably everybody but Marshall. Marshall, we'll have to figure something out for them. But, you know, they got beat by KZ the other night. So you never know what's going to happen. But we're going to win tomorrow night and then get through KZ. I'd like to have one more shot at Marshall and maybe prepare a little bit better for them in a man defense. Last time they zoned us, they shot us out of it. But I'd like to be able to get another shot at them and guard them a little bit.
All right, short night for you, Randy. We'll see you in Newton tomorrow.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Randy.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. The Indians again win here by a score of 52-47. We're back with more, including our player of the game, after this. This is Indian Basketball on Light 103.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back here on the Sterling and Company Professional Corporation and Washington Post Game Show, Steve Anderson, Bill Richardson. Indians win 52-47, and Bill has a look at some of the final numbers.
Well, Steve, it was a good ball game all the way around. The Robinson led 10-8 at the end of the first quarter. Lawrenceville was up 21-20 at halftime, 37-30 after three quarters. Then held on. Robinson outscored the Indians 17-15 in that fourth period, but Lawrenceville held on for the 52-47 win to improve to 10-8 overall, 3-1 in the Little Illini Conference. Scoring-wise for Robinson, Cade Lassen led the way with 15 points. Braden Childress added 10. Those are the only two guys in double figures for the Maroons. Wesley Jackson finished with 6. Nix Weber hit 2 three-pointers there in the final minute of the game. He finished with 6 points off the bench. 5 points for Skylar Holt. 4 points for Goble, the center. Scheidler finished with 1 point. Roy, King, and Austin all played and didn't score. For the Indians, leading the way tonight was Noah Weger. He had 14 points and 8 rebounds, but off the bench, Skylar Toole gave the team a big lift. 13 points off the bench for Skylar Toole. 8 points and 11 rebounds for Blaine Winningham. 6 points for Brennan Winningham. 5 points for Jordan Jones. Winkles and Kelly both hit 3-pointers while playing off the bench for the Indians. Real good win. Again, leading the way was Weger with 14 points, 8 boards, and 13 points for Skylar Toole.
All right, time now for our Anna Lou Chapman with RE/MAX Real Estate and Heller's Lawn Pro and Heller's Unlimited in Washington Player of the Game. What do you think, Bill?
Well, you got to go with Skylar Toole tonight, Steve, right? I mean, it's the first time in a long time he hasn't been in the starting lineup. Came off the bench, hit 5 out of 6 shots. 3 of those were 3-pointers. He was 3 of 4 from 3-point range. Hit a 3-pointer in the third and another in the fourth quarter. Finished with 13 points, added three rebounds, and he is the player of the game.
All right. Congratulations, Skylar Toole, the player of the game here tonight. Again, the Indians win it by a score of 52-47. Indians are back in action tomorrow night at Newton. We'll be on the air around 7:30, 8 o'clock from Newton. The Indians and the Newton Eagles game again was postponed from last Friday. Then after that, the Indians are into the LIC tournament coming up starting on Saturday. Bill, thanks for your good work once again.
Great time, Steve. It's always fun to win.
Indeed it is. All right. Thanks to our producer-engineer back at the Waco Studios. That's been Arvin Hawkins. Again, the final here at Lawrenceville High School. Lawrenceville Indians 52, Robinson Maroons 47. Steve Anderson for Bill Richardson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrenceville Indians basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader, Light 103 WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, People State Bank, and by Wabash General Hospital. Lawrenceville Indians basketball brought to you all season long here on Light 103 WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.